أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الواقعة chapter 56 we are looking at the verses of the Quran Sharif yesterday we spoke about this verse 52 so we carry on from there Allah says in verse 52 لَآكِلُونَ مِن شَجَرٍ مِن زَقُّومٍ You will have to eat from the tree of zakkum. لَآكِلُونَ مِن شَجَرٍ مِن زَقُّومٍ You will have to eat from the tree of zakkum. If you just go to the next verse quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ And to fill with it the bellies. So remember we said to you, you're going to want that shade. But this shade is not going to be beneficial shade. You're going to want a drink, but the drink is not going to be a beneficial drink for you. You're going to want food, but this food is not going to be beneficial food for you. This tree, Zakkum. If you turn to Surah As-Saffat is Surah 37. And if you see in verse 62, Allah Azza wa Jal in these verses mentioned to you the details of this tree. So let's see. There are other surahs as well which speak about this tree, but we're just going to look at Surah As-Saffat. We're going to turn to verse 62 just for a moment. So we get a better description of Az-Zaqum, this tree of Zaqum. I'll just share with you this quickly. There was a recent revert. And he messaged me and he sent me a beautiful message. I wonder if I still have it on the tree of Zakkum. And I said, but he's a revert and he knows so much of Zakkum. Whereas a believer for so many years, if you have to ask him, what is the tree of Zakkum? He won't be able to give you a description. And he said, this tree is so dangerous. He sent me a whole write up. He used to send me clips also. I used to play it on air before. Yeah, in Indonesia, he accepted Islam and he was overawed with Islam and he used to do research and everything. And he would then, the beauty of it was when he did research, he said, please check this, if this is all in order, if my beliefs are incorrect or correct, how is it? Please correct me where it needs corrections. So anyway, this three Surah As-Saffat, we're turning now. So we're moving just for a moment away from Surah Al-Waqi'ah. We are moving to chapter 37. That is Surah As-Saffat. And we are looking at verse number 62. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in this verse, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ Is it better as hospitality? Is that better as hospitality or the tree of Zakkum? Is that better as hospitality or the tree of Zakkum? If you see, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the previous verses is mentioning the success. The success. If you see verse 60, Inna hadha lahuwa al-fawzul 'azim. This is indeed the great success. The great success. And then Allah says, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ For this kind of achievement, all workers must work. For this kind, all workers must work. This is all referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty that will be for us. He will save us from all of that. Punishment, and then you will have this life without death. If you go ill, so here in the verse 58, أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ Are we not then to die anymore? Are we then not to die anymore? The speaker will address the other people of paradise in delight and wonder, saying, Are we not then to die anymore? And subhanAllah, when we were young, inshallah we're still young, Allah keep our hearts young, that we used to wonder, and I couldn't get over this fact, Jannah, just think about it, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. This, I just cannot still today, we can't get over this fact. We believe it, admit it, but ever and ever and ever, never coming to an end. So let's look at the reality. You're going to have this perpetual, eternal life in Jannah, in bliss. You know, in this life, you experience certain difficulties. And then you say, but I'm going to come out of it. The same with when you're in that joyous moment and then anticlimax, things change. And then you come down again. So you're enjoying something, but it has a limit. Now imagine something that doesn't have a limit, that enjoyment extends and extends and extends. In such a place which Allah Azza wa Jal describes as in Hadith Qudsi, Bukhari Sharif, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ فِي قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. That which the eye has not seen, that which the ears have not heard of, that which hasn't crossed the thought process of insan, this you're going to enjoy. Allah says, I've prepared this for my pious servants. Now ask yourself, now let's come to reality and ask our hearts this question. The short life that I have, some are 60, some are 50, some are beyond 60, some are 40, some are 30, some are 20, some are... Still, you have this limited life. Are we just going to squander this limited time on earth for that which is perpetual, eternal? Question. Is it sensible what we are doing? So let's put that aside. And let's use this for what is right and correct. So going forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you this here in the Quran Sharif. One person will address the others. In his amaze, he's shocked by this. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ. Are we then not to die anymore? إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى. Except beyond our first death. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And we're never ever going to be punished. Allah then says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That this is indeed the great success. You've made it. Here's your certificate. You've passed. MashaAllah. In this world, they will say, if you didn't get the matric, you're a failure in life. You are not a failure. You are a mu'min, you are a believer, you have iman. You are not a failure. Don't let them deceive you and don't let them break your morale. They will want to, they speak so much of morale and all of this here. But confidence, self-confidence, but they are the very same ones who's breaking your morale if you do not make it through that particular grade or eventually matric and you're not going to university. People have committed suicide when their names haven't come in the newspaper. They haven't seen their names in the newspaper. Yes, it's a big stress. I remember that day. We were in Durban. My brother, Allah Azza wa Jal reward him. He helped me through my maths, through different subjects. And eventually on that day, it used to come towards the end of December, the newspapers. I see now they're changing, they're playing with the dates and whatnot. But anyway, it used to come more or less in December. And that day, I remember it clearly because he took me at night. So they say 12 o'clock at night, the first newspapers that come out. So he took me to every single garage I can think of in Durban to go and find the newspaper to see. And I promise you, it was such a major stress because you are worried, is your name going to come in that newspaper or not? If it doesn't, you're like a failure. That's what it is. So eventually we gave up. I went and I promise you, my heart was beating. And eventually, when we're in Durban, we have this habit, after Fajr Salah, we go in. There's nobody at the ocean, so you go and you enjoy a little bit in the ocean. And the water is beautifully warm. So I said, I'm going. Nobody there, absolutely no one. Just go deep in and the waves just smack you and it's so beautiful. And at the same time, this I did because I wanted to relieve myself from that particular stress. I come back, I message my cousin. She was in Johannesburg. So that time we didn't know all these laws of Islam. Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. But now we know. So we know now this because that whole mindset that we know, how many people actually know that your cousin is a ghair mahram? You are not a mahram to your cousin. You can marry your cousin. Anyway, we'll explain that and we've explained that at other times, but focus here now. So she sent me a message. She said, we found your name in the newspaper, but there's no university entrance. That means exemption and all of that there. That just blew my whole, now I was stressing. And then after some time, I think I even went back to swim. And you know, all these thoughts go through your mind. Come back, see, no, they made a mistake. There is. Everything is there the way it is. How you wanted it to be. I said, Alhamdulillah. But you feel that is the ultimate success. Whereas it is not. It is not. Then they will tell you, see, this occupation. Whereas those occupations are flooded. Don't even enter it because the job market is, there's so much of supply, there's no more demand. Economics, you know all of this. There's no more demand because the supply is so much. Every second Indian wants to do what you're doing, CA. What you're doing, CA. What you're doing, CA. What you're doing, doctor. What you're doing. So these markets have become flooded now. No one wants to do the ordinary Joe work, you know. Joe the plumber or this. That nobody wants you to touch. But there's money in there. But it just means you've got to touch or do certain things with your hands. There's barakah when you do an occupation with your hands. Anyway, they describe this as success. No. Never mind, you never make it in matric. Never mind. You come and you speak to us. We will give you, inshallah, hope. There's every opportunity for you. And you pass away with iman. You are entered then on the day of Qiyamah into Jannah. Inna hadha lahu al-fawzul azim. There's no more death for you there. No more punishment for you. This indeed is the great success. And then look how Allah entices you, O Ummah. Limithli hadha falya'malil amilun. For this kind of achievement, all workers must work. You're a worker. You're looking what occupation? Occupy yourself with becoming this wonderful, beautiful slave of Allah, the beautiful qualities of Islam, taught to us by Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then you will be entered into paradise. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For this kind of achievement, for this kind, all workers must work. Now Allah brings this whole scene changes now. You see, that's Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif gives you hope, gives you fear. Hope, fear, balanced. Verse 62, we're speaking about Zakum 3. أَذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُومِ. Is that better as hospitality? Where no punishment, eternal life, no death, that success, and you focused on this year? Or is that better as hospitality? Or the tree of Zakum? Or the tree of Zakum. Allah Azza wa Jal then says, this tree of Zakum is nothing to be proud about. It's nothing to say, hey, you got it. There is going to be trees in Jannah as well. Trees of the shade will be of such nature. You'll travel and travel and travel. It just has that beauty. Fruits will bend down. The branches of trees will bend down so you don't even have to go to the fruits. That is the ultimate success. But you're also going to get the similar if it's kind, but not in terms of benefit. This is now harmful. One is beneficial, one is harmful. So the tree of Jahannam, Az-Zaqum, this Allah speaks about it here. Surah As-Saffat, I told you verse 62. And then verse 63, Inna ja'alnaha fitnatan lidh-dhalimin. We have made it a test for the unjust. for the oppressors. So this tree turned into a source of punishment, but most commentators, so they say, according to some, this tree here is more appropriate. It is more appropriate. The commentators say it is more appropriate to translate fitna at this place as a trial or a test. The purpose here is to say this here, that those who believe in it and who ridicules it as a test. Those who believe in it and others who ridicules it. Consequently, what happened was the disbelievers of Arabia failed this test. Rather than fear this punishment and believe, they opted for the method of confrontation and ridicule. This was their... Now, Abu Jahl, he would say to his friends that your friend, meaning he's speaking about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that there is a tree in the fire. Although fire eats the tree, while we, and he says, by God, do know this much, that Zakum is the name of a butter topped dates. So come and eat this date and butter. So in fact, the language, if you see dates topped with butter or cream, were known as Zakum. Abu Jahl made use of this opportunity to ridicule Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam. And what would he say? These were his words. Allah quotes it. Surah As-Saffat, verse 64. Innaha shajaratun takhruju fi asli al-jahim. Allah says, to responding to Abu Jahl's words of anger and hatred upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah comes out and says, this tree, it is a tree, innaha shajara, it is a tree, takhruju fi asli al-jahim, and it comes out of the bottom of Jahannam. You can't fathom, understand it, that's not our fault. Allah says it, we believe. طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Its fruits are like the heads of shaitans. Its fruits are like the heads of shaitans. Others, if you see other translations, like snakes, the heads of snakes, that's what I've seen. So if you see Quran Made Easy, they have translated it in this sense, snakes. What is the meaning of ash-shayateen? And why would something be likened to him? The reason is that it is an imaginative simile. Metaphorically, things ugly are commonly likened to shaitans, jinns, ghosts. The purpose is only to express an extreme degree of ugliness. The simile used here is also of this very nature. Ruhul Ma'ani, all of them have mentioned this here. And as we said previous, ash-shayateen, other commentators have opted to say it is the hood. It is the hood of the serpent. It resembles the hood of the serpent. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, grant us tawfiq and understanding. If you see the next word, in the next verse, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. So they have to eat from it and have to fill their bellies with it. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the rest. But here, if you see فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ in Surah Al-Waqiyah, verse 53, and to fill it with their bellies. To fill it with their bellies. This is Zakum. And on top of it, they will be granted this boiling water. That's tomorrow, inshallah.